Hello, this is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, May the 15th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, to start the show today, I will discuss the economic meltdown that we're in, the likes of which, by the way, none of us have ever seen before. Tens of millions of people have lost their jobs, and the government data to track them has quite simply fallen into chaos. Then, that will, by the way, take up quite a lot of time. It's a rather important subject, as I'm sure you are aware. Then I am going to talk about virtue signalling, which has already reached new heights, with HBO pulling Gone with the Wind, and Columbus statues being toppled across the nation. No more John Wayne for you. The Westerns are disappearing thick and fast. So I have some rather interesting ideas to broaden that out a bit, which I think you will enjoy. The next one I call Anger Increasing. Those who've made initial claims over the last 12 weeks have arrived at a staggering 44.1 million, with the record for a single week before this year standing at 695,000. This is beyond huge. We need to have a quick word. I'm not going to spend much time talking about this, but the total US national debt outstanding has now reached $26 trillion. In the first quarter, non-financial business debts jumped to $16.86 trillion. Commercial and industrial loans, which are part of the non-financial business debts, have spiked by a stunning 29% in 3 months. A little to talk about. I won't spend much time dwelling on this, but you need to know. One thing that we do need to talk about is the next subject, called manipulating the dollar. As currencies morph into a tool of government, they are being weaponized, which takes them away further from their original role as a medium of exchange in commerce. So this is something I'm going to discuss for a few minutes talking about how currencies are moved from place to place and how and why interventions take place. Then we will have our bad news Boeing regular. The Boeing's bad year continues. For the first 5 months of the year, it has more 602 more cancellations than orders. This is frantic. Believe me, Boeing is going to have a very hard time coming away from this. Then gasoline from thin air. BMW has just been announced as lead investor in a funding round of $12.5 million for the company developing this technology. I think you'll be interested. It's the last piece of the show today. I think you will be well rewarded by sticking through to it. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, as I said, feel free to select any 3 shows from the archives, but if you have no preference, I highly recommend that those of the last 3 shows, because they contain valuable commentary on current affairs, which I deal with pretty much every show, and those current affairs will remain fresh in your mind. So, to finish with, just let me quickly give you my contact information, my email, which you will need to order the 3 free shows, if you so wish, is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Those are my initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That is, by the way, also on the front page of my Podbean page at the top, so you will get it from there if you don't manage to write it down. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Some interesting information I put in there each week as I can. And then my Twitter page is the famous one-liners, and the address there is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. My initials again, RM, all one word, no punctuation or spaces, please. RMWakeUpCall. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is Richard Martin wishing you a wonderful week ahead. I'll be back with you again on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.